Hi, welcome to this short video. Today we are going to talk about how to protect your web API backend with Azure Active Directory and API management. We often get questions like, if I have an API backend, how can I secure it with Azure Active Directory? And if I use API management in front of my API, how does the OAuth flow work if developers try to call my API through my developer portal? And how can I configure applications to call my API through API management? In this video, I will try to address all these questions. First, I will show you how to quickly build a web API backend in Visual Studio and secure it with Azure Active Directory. And then we will import this API into my API management instance and configure the developer portal to call the API. After that, I will show you how to configure a desktop application to use the API. And finally, you will see how to use the JWT validation policy in API management to pre-authorize incoming requests before any request hits your backend. To secure your API backend with Azure Active Directory, you will need an AD tenant. I am now in the Azure Management portal. As you can see, I've already provisioned a few AD tenants. In this demo, we will be using this APIM demo tenant throughout the video. Now let's go ahead and build an API backend. The API we are going to build is a very simple calculator API, which does simply add, subtract, multiply, and divide. So I'm going to create a new ASP.NET project. Let's call it APIM AD demo. And it's going to be a web API project. So the key thing here is that you can change authentication type of the project. If you want to secure your API backend with Azure Active Directory, you can simply pick organizational accounts here. So what it is going to happen is that first, Visual Studio will automatically add the security middleware from Microsoft OWIN components to handle the authorization with Azure Active Directory. And second, Visual Studio will add the initiation code to validate the tokens of incoming request. And finally, Visual Studio will also register your backend API as an application in your AAD tenant. To do that, you need to provide the domain of your AAD tenant. And you can find that in your Azure Management portal. If you go to your AAD tenant, click Domains, and here you can find the domain of your AAD tenant. And of course, you can add a custom domain for your tenant. So I'm going to do a copy-paste here. And click OK. So now Visual Studio is asking me to type in the credentials of the administrator of this AAD tenant. The reason is because, like I said, Visual Studio will try to register your backend as an application in this AAD tenant. My password. And I also want to host my backend on Azure as a web app. So I'm going to check this checkbox here. And it will ask me to type in the web app name. And I want to create a new app service called APIM AAD Demo. Click OK. So now the project is being created. It will take some time. Okay, my project now has been created. Let's go ahead and add some code. So since this is a calculator API, let's first add a model for the input of the calculation. Let's call it calc input. And to save some time, I have already prepared the code as snippet in Visual Studio. Okay, now let's add the controller. and let's call it cock controller. Again, I have already prepared the code beforehand to save some time. Okay, as you can see, the controller support multiple operations to handle add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Okay, we have done adding code to the project. Now let's publish our project to Azure. Great, the publishing has been finished, and my API backend is now running on Azure. And now if I go back to my AED tenant and click on Applications, I can see that my newly built API backend has been registered as an application here in this tenant. And let's go ahead, go to Configure, and give some permissions to this application. Let's give read access to this application and click Save. Okay, now we have finished creating the API backend and secure it with Azure Active Directory. Next, let's go ahead and add this API in my API management instance. To save some time, I have already created a Swagger file to describe the API that we just built so that we can directly import this Swagger file into my API management instance without manually typing all the operations. So to do that, let's go to my API management instance. This is the publisher portal, and I'm going to click Import API and choose the Swagger file that I created to describe the API and give it a suffix. And let's add this API into the starter product so that people can use it, and click Save. Okay, so the API has been imported into our API management instance. Now let's go to the developer portal and try to call the API. So this is my developer portal. Let's click on APIs and choose the new calculator API and try it. Let's try the add operation. Let's give it two integers here and click send. Apparently, the request has failed because authorization has been denied. The reason is because this backend API is protected by Azure Active Directory, so we need to configure our developer portal to authorize developers using OAuth 2.0 protocol before calling the API. Now I'm going to show you how to do that. To do that, we will first need to register our developer portal as an application in AAD tenant. So let's go back to Azure Management Portal. And this is my AAD tenant. Under Applications, let's add a new application. And this will be an application my organization is developing. Let's call it APIM Developer Portal. And this is a web application. And the sign-on URL is simply just use this. And for the app ID URI, we need to give a unique URI. Let's call it dev portal. You can actually use anything here. Okay, so the application has been created. So if you go to the configure tab here, there is a bunch of information that we will need shortly. So now we've finished the first step. The second step is to configure the authorization endpoint in API management. So let's go back to my publisher portal and go to security. Under OAuth 2.0 tab, we can add an authorization server. Let's call it auth authorization server demo, and we can put anything here. And a client registration URL, this is the URL where people can sign up for a new account in your authorization server. For now, we will just put a placeholder, and we will choose authorization code as the grant type. So authorization endpoint URI, this is the endpoint used to authenticate resource owners and obtain authorization grants. So you can get this URI here in your AD page. If you click view endpoints, and this is the URI you will be needing. And let's copy paste it here. Okay. And for the token endpoint URL, this is the same. You go back here and copy the token endpoint here from AAD and copy it here. So a very important thing is that to request for a token from Azure Active Directory, you need to specify the resource ID that you are requesting access to. So in this case, we are requesting access to the backend API, right? So if you remember, the backend API is also registered as an application in our AAD tenant. So here, we will use the URI of the backend API. You can find the URI here under app ID URI. Let's copy that and paste it here. So this is a very important step. Otherwise, the token you get back will not work. And we will pick in the body as the authentication method. And the token will be sent back in the authorization header. And finally, we will need to specify the client ID and the client secret of our developer portal. So we need to go back to the developer portal application, copy the client ID here, and paste into here. And then let's generate a security key for this application. Okay, so the key has been created. Let's copy and paste here. And here you can see that the publisher portal has created the redirect URI where the authorization code will be sent to. So let's copy this and go back to your developer portal application and paste that into the reply URL field and click save. Okay, so now you have created the developer portal application in AAD tenant, and you have also configured the authorization server in your API management instance. So let's save this. And a final thing here is that, again, under the configures section, you need to give some access to this application. First, let's give redirect data to this application so that your developer portal can read your directories. And then we need to give this developer portal application access to your backend API application. So let's click Add Application, and let's search for the backend application. You can find it here. Let's click OK. And basically, we need to give access to the developer portal application to your backend API application. Let's click Save. Okay, so now we have finished almost everything except the final part. Let's go back to the publisher portal, go to the calculator API. Under the security tab, we need to enable OAuth 2.0 here and choose the authorization server that we just added and click save. Okay, so now we have finished all the steps required for the developer portal to be able to call the backend API. Let's go back to the developer portal and see what happens now. So first, let's refresh the page. And again, let's use the add operation as an example. Now you can see that it allows me to choose the authorization type in the OAuth flow. So we will pick the authorization code type. Okay, so the developer portal now redirects me to the AAD authorization point to ask me to log in as a user in the directory. So I have already created a user in this directory. Okay, so now I have successfully authenticated my user, and as a result, the developer portal has already received an authorization code back from AAD endpoint. After that, the developer portal has automatically called the token endpoint to get an access token in exchange of the authorization code it received. So once the access token has been received, the developer portal will automatically set that access token in the authorization header in the HTTP request. Now if I click send, you can see I have successfully called the backend API. So the OAuth flow is working now. Next, we are going to configure a very simple desktop application to call the API through API management. There are two steps. The first step is also register this desktop application in my AAD tenant. So let's go back to the Azure Management Portal, go to my tenant, and click on the applications. Let's add a new application. And this time, this will be a native client application. Let's call it APIM Desktop Client. Okay. So the redirect URL here does not really matter because everything will be handled by the Active Directory authentication library. Let's just put a placeholder here. Okay, the application has been created. Again, let's go to the Configure tab and let's give this desktop client access to the backend API as well. So let's click Add Application, Show All Apps, search for APIM. And this is our backend. Click OK. And let's give it access to this application. Now we have already registered our client application in the AAD tenant. To save some time, I have implemented this application. So it's a very simple Windows Form application with only one button, and the application uses the Active Directory authentication library. Once I click on this button, the application will redirect me to the login page of AAD. It's very similar to what we have seen on the developer portal. And once I have successfully logged in, the application will get an authorization code back from the AAD endpoint, and it will exchange this authorization code for an access token. And once the access token has been received, the application will try to call the calculator API on API management, and also it will pass this access token in the header of the HTTP request. So let me quickly go through the code with you. First, I have a very simple app.config file, in which I specify the domain of my AAD tenant, the client ID of this desktop application. And also, if you remember, the resource ID is very important. This is used when we try to get the access token from AAD. And we need to specify the resource ID to be our backend application. And finally, this is the base address of my API management instance. There's only one class in this application. And once I click on the button, this method will be called, and it will initiate a new authentication context which will handle the interaction with Active Directory. Basically, it will redirect me to the login page and ask me to log in. And once that is successful, it will try to acquire the access token from the AAD token endpoint. After that, it will create a new HTTP client, and it will set this access token from AD in the authorization header of this HTTP request. Then it will try to call the add operation of our calculator API on API management, passing in the subscription key of our API management user. And finally, it will display the response in a message box. So now let's go ahead and run this application. Okay, let me click the button. Now, as you can see, it's asking me to log in as a user in this AAD tenant. So we will use the same John Doe user and type in the password. Okay, we have successfully called the API through API management, and as you can see, the result is back. Finally, I want to show you how to use the validate JWT token policy in API management to validate access tokens of each incoming request and also check if a particular value presents in each token. If not, the API management proxy will simply block the request so that this request will not hit your backend. So here is a sample token we received in the desktop client that we just played around. And as you can see, there is a number of fields in this token, such as audience, issuer, expiration time, and name of the user, right? So let's say we want to add a JWT validation policy to check for the audience of each token. So this is very simple. We just go back to the publisher portal and go to the policy section. And let's say we want to apply this policy on the calculator API. So in a policy editor, we can just add the validation JWT policy here. Okay. If you go to the policy reference page of Azure API Management, you can see we have already provided a sample on this page. So let's just copy it here and paste it here and make it look a little nicer. Okay, so in this policy, you can see it will check the token in the authorization field of the incoming request. And if the validation fails, it will return 401 and with this message. Okay. And in the open config element, we can configure the AAD endpoint where we can get the keys to validate this token. We just need to provide the domain name of our AAD tenant. And the field we are going to check is the audience field. And the value we want is this value, which is the resource URI of our backend API. Okay, let's click save. Okay, now if we go back to our desktop application and try to call the API, you can see that we are still able to call the API because we do have a valid JWT token, right? So let's go back to the policy, and let's say we change the required value a little bit. Let's say we require a value called demo API not on Microsoft. Let's say this is the value we want in the token, right? So if we go back to this application and call this API again, now you can see the request has failed because it does not pass the JWT validation policy. We have gone through a lot of details in this video, and I hope you find it helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me or to the team. We will be very happy to help. Thank you for watching. Until next time.